Do you ever have a commercial jingle or a theme song from a TV show that you can remember perfectly years later? Decades might pass, you will have forgotten libraries of information, but you can still flawlessly recite the opening song. For example, the jingle from the old TV show, The Brady Bunch. Here's a story of a lovely lady who was bringing out three very lovely girls, and you know how the rest of it goes. Stories draw us in. They make us pay attention. They help us remember. We see Paul using a story for the same reasons, though his story is much more meaningful. In his first letter to believers in Corinth, Paul wrote, "For I delivered to you as of first importance what I also received, that Christ died for our sins in accordance with the Scriptures, that he was buried, that he was raised on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures, and that he appeared to Cephas, then to the 12. Then he appeared to more than 500 brothers at one time, most of whom are still alive, though some have fallen asleep." At first glance, this may look like more of Paul's theological writing, abstract concepts in the early formulation of faith, but scholars have looked more closely at the language in the last 100 years or so, and they saw an intrinsic rhythm and meter of the words. That Christ died, he was buried, he was raised. What they found was an ancient creedal formula, a compact, memorizable statement of faith that was probably around long before 1 Corinthians was written. Notice how Paul set this up. I delivered to you what I received. He was sharing something he had received, this creed, this jingle, this poem. Something that was already in place and most likely part of his discipleship process. We are seeing here some of the first hymns the church ever sang. Remember, there was no internet, and a significant part of the first audience was illiterate. This would be the way new believers learn faith, similar to a memory verse or a simple song or a creed in today's churches. Just like we can sing some of the words to the Brady Bunch jingle, so the early believers could tell the story of Christ in song or poem form. The story was circulated in such a way that people could remember it and share it. We still tell the story today. Jesus is of first importance. His life, death, resurrection, and ascension are the story we share each year as we worship our way through the Christian calendar. Each year, the calendar reminds us of the story of Jesus, the same story that has been shared since day one. I am Greg Williams, speaking of life.
Thanks for watching this episode of Speaking of Life. We hope you enjoyed it.
We'd love to connect with you. Here are a couple of ways. Subscribe to our newsletter, GCI Update, and like us on Facebook.
And if you'd like more resources from GCI, check out our website.
Thanks again for watching. See you next week.